Yes, it is Thursday, August 4, the Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. Blocker, over to you. There, you're in the intro now. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, gentlemen. Oh, you're bringing back a lot of great memories.
You think, Jono?
My God, Jono, thank you, mate. That's so nice. Yeah. Good morning, dear Blakes. I've got to blow up straight away. I've got it, mate. People will start calling me a narc and that, but
what do you got for me,
mate? David Clemmer.
You're the first person I thought of.
David Clemmer, please. Newcastle, haven't you got anything better to do than sanction a player who told one of the trainers to get nicked? Mate, I used to say it every week. Fair dinkum, honestly. The guy who's actually running and give him up is a tattletit.
Hey, what?
A tattletit.
What is that?
Someone who gives someone up. My mum used to say to me, don't be a tattletit. Yeah. Right? People don't like dobbers. Yeah. A dobber. Mate, what sort of environment are we in now when a trainer gets told to get nicked and then he runs to the board and says, oh, it's a game of footy. It's a war out there. Mate, I want blokes in my side like Clemmer that doesn't want to come off.
Which is why there must be more to this, Block.
It's got to be.
Has to be more to it. Because, Block, you and I both know, and I know times have changed. Like, in all seriousness, if you told Glenn Lazarus to leave the field,
Lazarus
would just ignore you.
Yeah.
He would just, no. Like Lazarus at training, if you didn't pass on his chest, if you passed it up here, yeah, he wouldn't catch it.
This is true.
And he'd say, mate, what are you doing? And he says, well, you got to pass in front of me. So if your standard pass is there, well, that's not going to help anyone. So I need you to hit me on the chest.
I used to love how...
So that's what he'd say at training. And then, you know, it could be a bit of a blow-up or... Mate, there's so many incidents from when I play, when you play, that you just sort of got on with it.
Too, yeah. Wasn't there? I was with Lazo one day. Mate, I love him, right? We roomed together for 3 months. But he is probably one of the crankiest blokes I've ever met in my life, right? So we're walking into Melbourne Stadium one day down there and the security guard wouldn't let us in. This is exactly what you're saying. Lazo says, the bloke said, mate, you got a pass. He said, are you a member here? He said, have a look over on the right hand side. That grandstand is named after me. Now get out of the way. But mate, seriously, haven't Newcastle got any more to worry about than David Clemmer saying something to one of the trainers?
They got quite a lot to worry about, I would have thought. Considering their results.
Well, what you're saying is, what are they trying to find a breach so they get rid of him? Why don't they be upfront and honest if they don't want him at the club, which I'd be surprised. I reckon he's their best player. Mm. Be upfront and honest. Call Black. We're big boys. Call us in and say, hey, mate, you know, it's all over. We're going in a different direction. Here's your payout or whatever.
And that's exactly right.
We like honesty.
Mate, don't come up with some excuse to try and get rid of someone. Flaky excuse. Yeah. And then try and turn it into a bigger story than what it is.
And while I'm at it, Loz,
be upfront, honest, and say, well, Clem, we think you're on too much money, mate. We're going in a different direction. Let's see if we can cut a deal and let's move on. Shake hands and we end this peacefully.
While I'm at it, the ankle drop. Can we get that? Is the worst thing in the game. Can we please get rid of it? Broken ankles, Paddy Carrigan's tackle last week on Hastings. Mate, it's a jiu-jitsu move. I'll tell you what I was surprised about. Young Cleary coming onto the show, Cleary from the Roosters, and saying, mate, I've done 100 of them. We practice it.
Did he say that, Luke Cleary?
He said it on one of the shows. Mate, I do 100 of them. I've done 100 of them over my career. We practice for it.
Ooh,
come on, man.
Yeah, you don't want to practice those tackles. Well, I don't think I've ever... I've never coached it. I've never seen it in my time where... You're coached to do it. So if they're coaching it, that's not great. If you're
Walters was adamant then.
How come nearly every side in the competition does it?
Well, they go in. Well, you know, they go in at the legs, and I think they've worked out if they can't stop them now because they're so big and powerful. Mm. If they take their body weight,
and roll over on their ankles and snap their ankles. Come on, man. Mm. Mate, the other bad one I reckon that we've nearly eradicated is the third man in diving at the knees. Remember that? Now, if you go higher than the knees, you're all right.
Yeah,
if you're third man in. But if
yeah.
you go in, you go in low and hard and try and buckle their knees.
Well, it happened to Liam Knight in the New South Wales Cup. And he did
but that was a bad one because that was sort of going in hard below the knee and you can do some serious damage. But if you're going in even at the thigh block and then you drop down and there's two people on top, as in wrestling you, the top half of your body, and you stop the player's momentum that's carrying the ball, and you put your force down on his leg, and then they bend you back over your body.
That's exactly what happens.
It's just you end up in a bad situation.
It's bad.
A lot of people want to have their say in on the text line on the Clemmer and the Knight situation. And 0419 767 272. Jackson from Brisbane says Knights fans would riot if they let Clemmer go, lads. Poor form by the Knights. Also here is. They realise that Clemmer is on 800, worth 500. They want to go after other players. They have to fix their salary cap. Also, Gagai and Frizzella on too much. No name to that one. Here's an alternative view, though. Hi, guys. With Clemmer, it is okay to tell your coach to...
Yeah, get lost. Head off. Get lost,
That's what he did by not leaving the field. That causes the team to split. The problem with Clem is he still thinks he's the best front rower. Really, he's not the best at the Knights. Sack him, spend the money on keeping local juniors, says Liano from Newcastle, sending that one through. So that's a different view to the pro-Clemmer view, I guess, there.
Yeah, I don't accept that. I think that, yes... While your coach wants you to leave the field, it's just you in the heat of the battle. I think that this is the norm going forward. All right, you wait till the day that a coach says to blocker at half time, you're not effing having a go. Get out there in the second half and have a go.
Mm.
And there's a complaint made because of that language.
Yeah,
and then see what happens. And coaches then will need to start addressing players in a different manner. And where does it all end? Where does it all end? If you give someone a verbal spray, half-time, in a dressing shed, and the player takes offence to that spray, what happens then?
Well, we've said it before, Loz, that we can see the day where the situation you've just outlined ends up a legal situation.
And ends up a massive story.
And then
the other thing too is now, and I'm all for women in league, and mate, they're the biggest growing numbers in any sport. But mate, there's going to be more and more women in dressing rooms now. Mate, there was a day, honestly, there was a day when they couldn't come in. Mate, blokes are in the shower and you know what I mean.
Yep.
But now there's a lot more. There's the physios and trainers, and rightfully so. But mate, it only takes for one bloke to say something out of order in his dressing room. And who's in trouble?
Well, I can remember the day blocker when I first started that journos would actually be in the shower.
Yeah, so talking to you there.
You'd be doing a stand-up presser, so to speak, with two or three journos while you're showering.
In the David Gower.
They'd be standing outside the shower taking notes. looking back now, how embarrassing is that?
It's so embarrassing, isn't it?
But no one cared. You're just the way you went.
Yeah. By the way, your multi got up last Friday evening.
You know what? I didn't even check. Did it?
Got up. Yeah, so did Loz's Saturday.
You were going to critique. What do you call it? Say anything
critique.
About your critique.
Yeah.
You were going to critique my South versus. South versus the Sharks last week. Remember, I was a little bit tired and I come in and do the big BSB in the morning.
Mm.
And you said, well, I'm going to see how you go.
Yes.
I was energised.
It was the Storm Warriors game.
I want to.
Yes.
All right.
That's right. It was the Storm Warriors. You're right. Anyway, how did I go in the South Sharks game? Oh, sorry.
So it was the Friday night game.
Yes.
Stephen Blocker-Roach.
That's it. Yes. All the right. Warriors.
Yeah. Storm.
That's right.
And I felt as though your commentary
went
to another level.
Mm.
Because, thanks, mate. I'll tell you why. How many coffees did you have beforehand?
It wasn't the coffees.
Well, what was it? Because you were up. You were more excited than I've ever heard you in any other game
because
when you're commentating.
Set out a challenge for me. That's why.
because I knew you were going home to have 3 or 4 hours sleep, which was, I don't know whether you did or not.
Five.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know how I did it, but
well,
it was
well, I'll tell you what. You turned up. Did you get a rap from the boys?
No.
in the studio after you left? Because they would have been... What's happened with Blocker today? Why is Blocker being
that very
over
rarely
the top?
Happens? People giving each other a rap.
You are outstanding, Stephen Blocker.
It feels wrong. You feel like there's something else coming. Are you being genuine?
Of course I am. I'm a genuine person. But he every time someone person. Says something
oh, there's
he's
no doubt
nice
about, that, but not when
about me,
rap.
I do the same. You're always waiting for that next comment.
But, yeah. Exactly. You know what? I've got something I've got to get off my chest too. Like I want to know the right of way. But I find it in railway stations or in supermarkets or when I'm walking on the footpath, the glare at each other. Who should move? Do you know when you understand what I mean, don't you? You're walking and along and you look up and 15
someone's
minutes
coming
ahead,
in the same direction.
Some big humans and it's like a bit of a... Yeah. It's a bit of a square off, isn't it? Who's going
to
move?
I always move to the left.
But you always move because you're a nice guy. I'm stubborn.
Right.
I want to.
If it's you, I'm getting out of the way.
I want to feel the clash. I want to feel the front on hit. That's what I want to feel.
Really? Do you? And if someone doesn't move far, do you sort of just get a little
Loz, you know. Brush. No, I don't. No. You know, in my playing days, I had really late footwork.
Yes. Very slow footwork.
Very late footwork.
That's your excuse.
That's it. Yeah, but anyway, who's got the right of way? Because people now, I've got to say, are moving later than they usually do.
Might be age.
Might be my age, you reckon? I'm walking a bit slower.
It might be age. You know what I've got for you? Yes. I've got this one. When someone asks you a loaded question like... What's he like?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you go? What do you do? Mate. What do you do? Do you just go straight up? Yeah, no, good. Good fella.
No. If I think he's a Derek, I say it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what? What's wrong with that?
What do you do?
You've got to be up front.
No,
like a loaded question is always hard to answer.
Straight away, I'll make a quick assessment of why I'm being asked this. And I reckon if you're being asked it, you got a pretty fair idea.
What about when you say, yeah, good bloke? And they go, yeah, I don't like him. No, I don't.
Do you know, what about how many people are like this now? I'll give you an example. If I'm in a bar or something and someone bags one of my mates, like Benny, a lot of people bag Benny. Poor Benny. I love him to death.
Love him.
Right. Just say, or someone bags Loz or someone I know. I go, mate, hang on, mate. He's a mate of mine.
Yeah.
How many blokes? I say, mates, don't talk about my mate there, right?
Yeah. No, I think my mate. That.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's 100%. Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I can take the Mickey out of my mates, but if someone that doesn't know them and they're being half genuine about it, I'll say, well, mate, he's a mate of mine.
Yeah.
It's like
the family. Like you can wrestle and fight and argue with the family. But
oh, mate, I can take the Mickey out of my sisters. But if someone that I don't know says something about them,
that's it. That's right.
Here's another pet hate. Can you do me a favour? Well, I don't know yet.
Don't know what the favour is.
How about you just ask the question without saying
yes.
Mate, I get
or
that.
Or what have you got on tomorrow? Or what have you got on in 2 weeks' time?
No. I love this one, Loz. I love this one. When they talk to you and they butter you up all of a sudden, and they're buttering you up.
You're too good, Blocker. You're a great man.
And I'm going, righto, what is it? Anyway, they go, mate, can you get us a jumper? Or whatever it is. And I go, there it is. I say, why don't you just cut to the chase? What are you buttering me up for?
Oh, I know.
You know, to start and then say, oh, mate, can you, blah, 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 whatever.
That's funny. But, Mido, that one's right. What are you up to?
What are you up to?
What are you up to? What are you got on tomorrow? What are you got on tomorrow, Bob?
What are you got on?
Now, we got a call here. Yeah. We got a call. We wasn't being called for, but someone's called in. And is it Kat? Morning, Kat.
That's a G-up. It's a G-up.
What's going on here? Just a text here asking for Gowie's golf tips he gave us earlier. In the Women's British Open, he likes Georgia Hall, who's a $21 chance with tap. And in the Wyndham Championships, he's picking Adam Scott to win it, $26. He's roughy. Matt Wallace, $126. Steve Blocker-Roach joining us in the studio on the text line here. And the text line number is 0419767272. Blocker gave way to my mother-in-law at the Macquarie Centre car park. a few weeks back. A thorough gentleman, says cranky old bear. There you go, Block. So you didn't.
Well, I drive. Were you in a car or were you walking?
I drive that slowly that I give way to everyone.
So he was in the car.
Well, I'm going to
say... I know it's a car park, but does that mean he was in the car or out of the car?
No, you'd say...
Well, she nearly run me over.
I reckon you're walking.
You're walking. Because she wouldn't have known who you were. Not unless you got Block of Roach on the side of your car.
How did you know? Mate, I've got the number plates now.
Blocker.
Yeah.
Phone number, bank details. Morning, boys. Block, I had that situation yesterday, walking into a bank to deposit a few Gregory Pecks.
Oh, the Gregories.
This stubborn old fella wouldn't deviate his line, and we ended up hitting one another's elbows. Really? Josh the Bricky. Ooh, sending that.
There's nothing too tricky for Josh the Bricky. Hey?
What happens if you make slight contact on the walk past? Do you say, or you just ignore it? What's etiquette?
Oh, gee. You'd probably say sorry, wouldn't you? Sorry about that, champion? Or
yeah, I'm
depends
a sorry,
how quick
man.
You're going.
I'm a sorry, man.
If you, depends how hard you hit them.
You got my hips now. You don't go real quick. The contact's not much now.
Now, our producer will often put some amazing stuff
on my desk. Random
so
stuff.
Here's one for you. And I've had this here for a couple of days. Florida's sea turtles are grappling with a gender imbalance made worse by climate change. Recent heat waves have caused the sand on some beaches to get so hot that nearly every turtle born was female. So instead of determining sex during fertilization, the sex of sea turtles and alligators depends on the temperature of the developing eggs.
What, of the sand? Is that what you're saying?
No, it was, well, every turtle that's being born.
So
is
the,
a girl.
Hot, the hotter the environment.
Yeah, the hotter the environment, yeah.
The more girls are being born.
So the males are struggling to get born in the sea turtle world.
Yeah. What happens in our world? Do we know?
Can't
are more babies produced and more female babies produced in summer?
Mm. I think
rather than winter? We need to find that out.
I like the odds when there's more girls, if you're a bloke, don't you think?
Well, it's handy.
I wonder what the ratio is.
50-50?
Well, not now. I'm saying for turtles.
Oh, turtles. Sea turtles.
Yeah.
Well, there's obviously more girls than boys in sea turtles.
But that's good but
that's
for blokes.
That's an interesting experiment. I want to find out whether more females are born in summer than winter. Because we do know now that the sea turtle produces more women.
Because of the heat.
Because of the heat, Blocker. Like things get
heated.
Plenty of heat.
Well, I'd say, sand flying
hot.
Everywhere.
Well, I'd say the incubation inside a human remains a constant temperature year-round.
Who said that?
How do you know all this?
Someone wrote it to him, did they?
Did you Google this?
I don't know.
Or
he's just smart.
He's just very smart. So humans have got the right temperature year-round, right? Mm. So regardless. Mm. What happens if you're out in the cold?
Oh, so many questions here. We're going to get to the news. And on the other side, we're going to
preview. Have you got the air conditioning on?
Preview round 21 in the NRL. I want to mention, by the way, as well, before we go to the news, Footy Tab, pick the margins, wasn't won last weekend. So there's going to be a jackpot this week. And we can expect to pull somewhere around $250,000. And when the pick the margins jackpot are back in round two, there was one winner who picked up almost $220,000 for a $1 outlay.
They've got to bring those ads back. Remember that?
Put your money where your mouth is.
Put your money where your mouth is. Footy Tab. So remember that?
I do.
Were you in that?
No, I wasn't in it, but I can remember them.
Bring it back.